And he lived to be 17 years old.
Wow.
He was the best cat I ever saw. He never got into anything. We'd let him come in the house if he wanted to. We'd let him come in at night and sleep with a stove in our bedroom. And if he wanted to get up and go on out prowling around, and if he'd get his sleep out, he'd call a few times. If Mr. Beeson didn't get up and let him out, he'd come back and rear up on the side of the bed and reach over and pat him on the face. He was a smart little rascal. He lived to be 17 years old.
Boy, my dad, when he was a boy, had a calf that would go hunting with him. He'd get his gun and the cat would get excited and they'd take off. The cat would hunt just like a dog.
Well, he had a dog that lived to be 17 years old too. That dog would do anything in the world. Dewey would tell him to do, but he wouldn't do anything for any of the rest of
it. Aren't dogs strange that way?
Well, I think Claude whipped him one time, took him over in the pasture after the cows or the calves or something, and he didn't do it to suit him, and he never would do anything for him. He'd go with me down in the pasture if I'd go drive the cows up in the evening. Just have the biggest time till I'd start the cow, and you know he'd run to the house and get up on the haystack, lie there and watch me. But he'd do anything, do he'd tell him to, it didn't make any difference.
Well, what would you say to a dog if you wanted him to attack another dog?
I'd say take him, call the dog the name, tell him take him.
And if you wanted to call your dog to you?
I'd say, here, come here, stop, or something like that.
What do you call a dog that is, you know, just indeterminate, maybe part, several kinds of dogs?
They call mongrel dogs, I guess.
And if a dog has rabies, what do you have to be cautious about? Be careful that
if they bite one, you should be very sure that you got the rabies remedy for it, or it would cause trouble.
Do you have any trouble with that?
Used to, quite often. I know one time there was a dog came through. I didn't see the dog, but through our neighbor's pasture. I think maybe it bit some of his stock. We didn't know it or see anything about it. A while after that, we had a cow that was attacked by the babies. Oh, it was an awful thing. She was an awful nice young cow, and they found out that she was affected that way, and they got on horses and they was kind of afraid of her, of course, and they went down, she had run on down the creek, and got down there, and this a neighbor man, where the dog had come through his place, and Dewey, and Mr. went down there, of course, they had their guns, and she was standing down in the creek, and Mr. Gore in the bank, and when they got down there, she looked up and saw him, and said she just screamed a horrible scream, and was made right up the bank for him, and they got in trees and shot her. That's a terrible thing.
I was talking to a fellow who said that same thing happened to his father's stock, and they had to go out and shoot 17.
Well, they didn't think anything anymore of our stock, and I guess he just happened to run across her and bit her.
What do you have to be careful of if you're walking across a pasture and wearing a red dress?
Oh, it used to be said that it'd make